This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky hosts Western leaders in Kyiv as Ukraine marks 2 years since Russia's full-scale invasion. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
The gathering took place as Ukrainian forces face an ammunition shortage and foreign aid hangs in the balance. Zelensky addressed his country at an airfield previously targeted by Russian paratroopers in the initial days of the conflict. Dear Ukrainian people, today we are in this symbolic place in Hostomel. It is here that Russian President Vladimir Putin wanted to win the battle for our capital, a key battle of that blitzkrieg that he had planned. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau spoke at the ceremony to express solidarity with Ukraine.
Your fight is our fight.
The world leaders arrived shortly after a Russian drone attacked a southern city in Ukraine, where at least one person was killed. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
At its annual summit in Nigeria's capital, Abuja, the Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, was being tested as member nations Niger and Mali, each of whom underwent military coups last year, and Burkina Faso, which suffered a military takeover in 2022, are seeking to withdraw from the regional organization. There's also the political crisis in usually stable democracy Senegal, where supposedly outgoing President Macky Sall postponed elections scheduled for later this month. In his opening statement, ECOWAS chief and Nigerian President Bola Tinubu challenged his fellow member nations to address these issues head-on.
We must approach these issues with a sense of unity and commitment to the well-being of our people.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
For pictures, video stories, and more, follow The Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories, visit VOA.